Hank was given his brand new watch by a good friend he hadn't seen in years. It arrived in the mail early on his birthday, and he was surprised when he read the card. "Hope this watch fills your life with glee. I know you'll be so gay and jolly once you put it on." The young man was surprised by the use of the word gay instead of the more common synonym, happy. But he didn't give it much thought. Gary had always been kind of weird. Even though they hadn't seen each other in years, he still remembered their friendship fondly and was happy to know his old college buddy still thought of him too. He couldn't have known that Gary wasn't using gay as a synonym for anything, but rather as what the birthday man would become soon after he wrapped the watch's band over his wrist. Not suspecting a thing, Hank tried on the watch. And though he wasn't planning on wearing it right away to go out, he found himself unwilling to remove it now that he had it on. Hank was an attractive man in his early 30s, with short blonde hair and rugged good looks. He was engaged to be married to a beautiful young woman, Lacey, who he would be sharing dinner with that very night to celebrate his birthday. For now, though, he planned on taking a run like he did a few times a week and relax listening to music. As he began running down the road, though, he realized that the usual music he listened to simply didn't help him unwind any longer. He stopped and stared at his playlist for running and frowned as he scrolled down. No, he wanted different music now, for some reason. Gary continued to run, and while he usually stared at women's ass and tits, he found himself ogling instead at handsome men's big asses. He imagined how nice it would feel to kiss and to touch them. He was confused with those sudden thoughts, but he couldn't lie to himself. It felt nice. He had never kissed a man before, but now found himself increasingly curious about it. By the time he returned to his home, he had discovered it was hard to keep his mind off the idea of a man's sexy behind. He wondered how kissing a guy might feel like, and how touching a cock other than his own would make him feel. As he took a shower, Gary found this idea incredibly arousing, and he began to touch himself, fantasizing about sucking on a dick as massive as his own. He came hard, harder than ever before, but his arousal didn't slip away. Instead, it seemed to grow stronger and stronger. By the time his girlfriend was supposed to arrive at his place, Gary had another idea in mind to celebrate his birthday. He called her on the phone and heard she was already coming over by the sound of her walking down the street. "I'm sorry, darling, but I'm feeling a bit under the weather," he tried to make an excuse, but Lacey felt terrible about him and asked, "Do you want me to bring you some hot chicken soup to help you get better?" "No, no, I'd rather you didn't come over. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?" he answered at once. She seemed confused, but agreed to let him rest. Little did Lacey know that Gary was getting dressed to go out, finding his tightest pair of jeans, and trying to match it up with something far more attractive than anything he had worn before. He didn't have much to work with for now, but he was determined to go shopping in the morning. When he stepped out the front door, Gary didn't know for a fact where he was heading. After all, he didn't know any gay bars. But his watch began getting hotter as he approached a specific street, and he decided to follow this as a sign. He ended up finding an amazing bar with lots and lots of fuckable guys inside. His watch seemed to be guiding him into it, and even then he had a feeling it wasn't really done guiding him. The wrist seemed to stop vibrating as he stood before a table, occupied by an incredibly hot black-haired man. His arms were strong and muscle-clad. The stranger stared up at him, and Gary noticed that he was wearing the same kind of watch that he was. "You got it as a gift as well?" the stranger asked, and even introduced himself to Gary. The birthday man nodded, and the guy chuckled softly. "Yeah, and I bet you were straight as an arrow before putting it on." "Yeah, I'm engaged to a beautiful woman," he replied, and as he said this, he realized that though Lacey was indeed beautiful, he simply wasn't attracted to her any longer. "Yeah, I get it. I used to have a girlfriend as well. Now, I like men like you. I can't stop thinking about fucking them nice and hard." He gave Hank a sly little smirk and shrugged. "I guess whoever gave you that watch wanted you to be gay too." Gary didn't seem to mind. It was as if the watch was programming him to accept what was happening to him. He was fine with it, and the idea of fucking the handsome young man sitting in front of him seemed more and more appealing by the minute. "I live a few blocks away. Do you want to come over?" the stranger asked, and Gary agreed at once. He didn't need to know the guy's name. All he wanted to see was his big erection, to feel a dick buried inside him for the first time. The two of them walked side by side for 2 blocks, their watches glowing lightly. It seemed that they were programmed to meet other previously straight men so they could hook up. Immediately after stepping into the stranger's home, the two men began passionately kissing, making out in a way Gary had never experienced before. He had never kissed Lacey that way, or any other woman in his life for that matter. They began groping and touching each other's increasingly naked bodies, ripping off their clothes in blind arousal. Soon they were naked in each other's arms. Hank grunted as he caressed the stranger's abs, amazed about how good this felt, how right it seemed to be. He had finally found his calling in life. The stranger guided them towards his bedroom as they continued to make out and explore each other's bodies until they finally landed on the bed. He didn't even say another word as he rolled Hank over and helped him get on all fours. Hank felt this new lover rolling his thumb over his virgin ass, pulling his butt cheeks apart and exposing his small, tight hole. The young man pressed his dick's bulbous head against Hank's entrance, making him gasp with arousal and anticipation. Hank had never enjoyed the experience as much as he did this, and yet he tensed as the stranger thrust forward, plunging his thick, massive cock inside his tight little ass, stealing his anal virginity at once. He grunted and moaned as the stranger began thrusting back and forth with increasing speed and intensity, every single movement harder than the previous one. The handsome man placed his hands on either side of Hank's hips and helped him move in tandem with his every thrust. They soon were fucking each other in tandem. Hank was moaning and panting like never before, his tight little asshole expanding to allow that big dick to penetrate him deeper and deeper. The bed moved back and forth, smashing time and time again against the wall, and Hank embraced the intense pleasure he was experiencing. It felt like bolts of electricity rushed from his ass to the rest of his body. His cock so stiff, throbbing hard as he got closer and closer to a powerful orgasm. The two men ended up melting in a sea of pleasure as the stranger's cock impaled Hank's ass over and over again. With one last thrust, they both come hard. Hank shot his seed onto the bed underneath his body as the stranger filled his ass up with semen. Hank knew now that there was no going back. He was gay, and he felt no desire to change this fact by removing his watch. The very next morning, he'd go out and find another man, guided by his birthday gift. I hope you enjoyed this story today. You can find more content on my website, jackdominates.com.